Thanks to the grace of God, finally I can speak in Chinese.
解脱。
What a relief.
请看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to Isaiah.
30章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
30章20节。
Chapter 30, verse 20.
主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水。 你的教师却不再隐藏，你眼必看见你的教师。21。你或向左，或向右，你必听见后面有声音说：“这是正路，要行在其间。”刚刚有弟兄姐妹做见证。
Just now, brothers and sisters shared their testimonies.
每次见证会上总是听到有人经过艰难以后，那得到神的保守，那到最后呢，就得到喜乐跟平安。
During testimonies, we often hear brothers and sisters going through trials and tribulations, but through God guiding them, in the end, they have joy and peace.
那这边说，主虽然以艰难给我们当饼，以困苦当水给我们喝。
And here it mentions that though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction,
那我们自己的父母亲呢，怎么会以这种饼，以这种水来给我们呢？
How will our own parents give us bread and water like this?
要是父母亲的话，总是以甜的当饼，以甜的当水给我们喝。
If it was our own parents, they would give us the bread and water of sweetness.
因为父母亲啊，总是按照他们所认为的最好的给我们。
Because our parents often give us what they think is best for us.
可是我们天父不一样。
But our Heavenly Father is different.
我们天父呢，他知道对我们来说什么是最好的。
Our Heavenly Father knows what is truly best for us.
我们看，假设各位弟兄姐妹每天都过着很好的生活。
If we look at each brother and sisters and see if we always live a very smooth and easy life,
那哪来的喜乐跟平安？
Where do we get this joy and peace?
我们今天就没有见证了。
Then we would have no testimonies today.
大家怎么会有平安跟喜乐？
Because how would people have joy and peace?
所以我们的天父是最了解我们的。
So our Heavenly Father is someone who knows us the best.
我们天父是最疼爱我们的。
Our Heavenly Father is one who loves us the most.
我们天父要知道要怎么样才能够使我们更成熟，更完全。
Our Heavenly Father knows what will make us more mature and more complete.
我们天父怎么样知道，让我们才能够生根建造。
Our Heavenly Father knows how what will cause us to build and to grow.
我们天父知道，让我们怎么在困难的环境当中能够站得稳，能够站立得住。
The Heavenly Father knows how to make us stand firm in adversity.
我们弱势的父母经常有时候反而不知道啊。
And it turns out, usually, our parents in this world do not know these things for us.
所以你看，有时候还是要靠主耶稣啊。
So we know that a lot of times we still have to rely on Lord Jesus.
那事实上，神是不是真的以艰难给我们做饼给我们吃，以困苦当水给我们喝呢？
But in reality, does God truly give us the bread of adversity and the water of affliction?
其实没有了。
We know that in reality, they are not so.
因为在神看起来，神对他来说，没有什么困难的事情。
Because in God's sight, there is nothing that is too difficult.
所以在神的字典里，没有困难这两个字。
So we know that in God's dictionary, there is no such thing as difficulty.
那困难是用人的眼光来看。
Difficulty exists from man's standpoint.
好像当时以利亚，他要逃避这个耶洗别的追杀。
For example, when Elijah was trying to run away from Jezebel,
他以前是一位英雄啊。
Originally, Elijah was a great hero.
他杀死了几百位的先知。
He killed hundreds of false prophets.
可是呢，他一听到有人要杀他。
But when he heard that someone was out to kill him,
只有一个女人要杀他。
Only one woman was out to get him.
而且那么多人要跟他对抗。 那么多人要杀他，他都不怕了。现在只有一个女人要杀他，他就很害怕。
In the past, when he was facing hundreds of people wanting to kill him, he was not afraid. But now, a single woman was able to make him tremble.
所以他就逃啊。So
he ran away.
逃到何烈山。He
ran to Mount Horeb.
这个追杀是很可怕的事情啊。It
is very, it is a terrifying thing to be, sought after.
想一想，就是有人给我们一封这个密函啊。
If we think about it, if one day we receive a message saying that someone has put out a kill notice for us,
NYTS 以后回家打开信封，哇，有人要追杀我们。
If we go home from NYTS and open our mail and see that someone is out to kill us, we'd probably email the pastors and say, "Pastors, please pray for me."
怕不怕?
Will we be afraid?
怕,对不对?
Of course we would.
我们看当时以利亚,
so if we look at Elijah at that time,
他这个人怕,
he was very afraid.
他到躲进山洞里头,
so he hid in the cave.
然后神就出现,
and God appeared.
神问他说, 你在这里做什么?
God asked him, "What are you doing here?"
他说,我在这里大发热心,
he says, "I am being very zealous here."
结果神的作为就彰显,
so then we see the works of God display.
后来呢,
so then Elijah walked out of the cave.
神就指示他新的任务,
and God gave him a new mission.
神有没有提到他的困难?
Did God mention his difficulties?
没有,
no.
神没有提到也许不要追杀他的事情,
God did not mention the fact that Jezebel was out to kill him.
所以在神的眼中看起来根本就没有这件事情,
so in God's eyes, no such thing was there. No difficulty was there.
虽然那是事实,
even though that was the fact,
那是存在的,
that thing did exist.
可是在神的眼中没有这件事情,
but in God's sight, it did not matter.
当时呢,扫罗王要追杀大卫,
when King Saul wanted to kill David,
天天啊,都要寻索大卫的命,
every day he sought after his life.
可是在神的眼中看起来也是没有这件事情啊,
but in God's sight, there was no such thing.
因为神不将大卫交给扫罗王,
because God did not allow David to fall into Saul's hands.
神在控制一切,
God was in control of everything.
所以在神的眼中看起来没有艰难这个字啊,
so in God's sight, there is no such thing as difficulty.
因此当我们碰到困难的时候,
so when we face difficulty,
因为生活是很现实的,
because our lives are very real,
我们每天生活一定会碰到困难的,
every day we will face difficulties.
没有困难就不是人生啊,
because a life without difficulty is not life.
那人生只要是都是很顺利, 也没有什么乐趣,
and if life is smooth and prosperous only, then there is no enjoyment.
所以困难本身就是生活的一部分,
so difficulties are part of life,
也是很自然的,
and they are natural.
但是呢, 我们碰到困难的时候怎么办?
But when we face difficulties, what should we do?
这边说, 我们的教室啊, 不再隐藏,
in this passage it says that our teachers will not be moved into a corner anymore.
我们会看到教室,
our eyes will see our teachers.
教师会来帮助我们,
our teachers will come and help us.
他要来改变我们,
our teachers will change us.
事情还是会存在, 困难还是会存在的,
even though the thing still exists, the difficulty is still there.
困难的本身并不会改变的,
the essence of the difficulty will not change.
但是神帮助我们,
but God will change our heart.
神改变我们的想法,
God will change our thoughts.
我们看当时啊, 保罗跟希腊, 他们被关在监狱里头,
when we look at Paul and Silas when they were imprisoned,
苦不苦啊?
Was it difficult for them?
苦啊?
Of course it was.
他们在监狱里头, 不是在 email, 在 talking, 在 chatting, 不是,
they were in the prison. They were not in a chat room or talking with someone.
不是讲, 不是在讲 cell phone, 不是,
they were not on their cell phones,
他们是啊,
chatting.
被这个木狗, 就是那个铁链啊, 锁住, 锁脚,
but they were chained, both their hands and their feet.
他们是失去自由啊,
they had lost their freedom.
啊, 那是监狱啊,
that was a prison.
那是他们的困难啊,
that was a difficulty they were facing.
他们在洛神啊, 被绑住,
their bodies and flesh were bound up.
啊, 他们在洛神啊, 失去自由,
so in flesh, they lost their freedom.
但是他们心呢, 并不被绑住,
but their hearts were not bound.
他们心呢, 不被困难所绑住,
their hearts were not bound by the difficulty.
保罗啊, 经常是这样子, 他不被困难所绑住的,
so Paul was often like this. He was never tied down by difficulty.
基督在他心里的做主,
because Christ ruled over his heart.
说他是自由的,
so he was a free man.
啊, 虽然是肉身被绑住,
even though in flesh he was tied up,
但是他仍然啊, 可以传福音啊,
but he could still preach.
他在监狱头, 他很喜乐,
even in prison, he was very joyful. He sang hymns and prayed. He had difficulties, but God changed his heart so that he cannot see the difficulty. Why is it? Because he relied on God. Let's turn to Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7.
第七节跟第八节,
verses 7 and 8.
耶利米书,
Jeremiah,
17章, 第七节, 还有第八节,
Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 7 and 8.
啊, 电影一样, 请您念。
Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord,
这边说，依靠神的人呢，以神为依靠的有福了啊。第八节说，他必像树栽于水旁，在河边扎根。炎热来到，并不惧怕啊。炎热就是代表着困难。
Here, when it talks about not fearing when heat comes, the heat refers to difficulty.
啊，困难来到了，并不会害怕。
So when difficulty comes, we will not fear.
那害怕这个惧怕，按照原文的解释啊，是并不看见啊，这个困难来到他看不见。
In the original text for fear, the term is used as see. So when the heat comes, we will not see the heat or see the difficulty.
他看不到困难，怎么会害怕呢？
So if we cannot see the difficulty, how will we be afraid?
那这是神的恩典啊。
So this is the grace of God.
有困难，但是我们因为靠主啊，就好像是看不到。
Even though we have difficulties, but relying on the Lord, we will not be able to see it.
那旁边的人要替我们很紧张。
So even though the people around us are very nervous for us,
但是我们依靠主的心,
but because we trust the Lord,
我们就看不到困难的本身,
we cannot see the difficulty.
那这是神极大的恩典。
And this is the great mercy of God.
这个就是神迹。
This is a miracle.
当时保罗跟希拉他们在监狱头也是这样子。
So when Paul and Silas were in the prison, they were just like this.
他们好像是人在监狱外面一样。
They acted as if they were living outside the prison.
所以他们不把困难当成是一回事。
They did not treat their difficulty as anything important.
他们也不把注意力放在那个困难的本身。
And they did not focus their attention on the difficulty.
放在困难本身呢，会更加困难。
If they focus their attention on the difficulty, it will become even more difficult for them.
就是有希望，你也会觉得没有希望了。
Even if there is hope, you will feel that there is none.
就是神已经安排答案了，你也会看，你也是看不到答案的。
Even if God already provided an answer, you will not be able to see it.
因此我们不要只是看困难的本身。
So we cannot just look at the difficulty itself.
请看以赛亚书第五章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 5.
以赛亚书第五章的三十节。
Isaiah chapter 5, verse 30.
第五章三十节。
Isaiah chapter 5, verse 30.
那日他们要向以色列人吼叫，向海浪喷空，人若望地，只见黑暗艰难，光明在云中变得昏暗。以赛亚书的第五章三十节。
Isaiah chapter 5, verse 30.
说那一天呢，有敌人在吼叫。
It says that on that day, their enemies will roar against them.
然后好像这个海浪的大浪的声音是很吓人的。
And it's like the roaring of the sea, it is very terrifying.
那个时候人只要是只有看地，人只要是看地呢，只看到困难本身。
And a person, if during that time a person only looks to the land, then they will only see the difficulty.
就是有光明，就是有希望的话，也会变为没有希望，你看不到希望。
Even if there is light, there is hope, we will not be able to see it.
主要在那个时候要望天呢。
So during that time, we must look to the heavens.
不能够望地哦。
We cannot look to the land.
你要看到困难就越加困难。
If you look at the difficulty, it will become even more difficult.
所以在困难的时候,
so when we are facing difficulty,
我们的教师会出现,
our teachers will appear.
我们圣灵会帮助我们,
the Holy Spirit will help us.
会改变我们的想法,
He will change our mindset.
会让我们看不到困难,
so that we will no longer see the difficulty.
那再看回来以赛亚书。
So let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书三十章二十一节。
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 21.
说你或向左或向右，你必听见后面有声音说，这是正路要行在其间。我们不管是选择哪一条路，
No matter what road we choose to walk on.
不管是用什么方法，
No matter what method we choose to use.
有声音说，这是正路，要走在正路上。
We will hear a word behind us saying, this is the way, walk in it.
那什么是正路呢?
What is the correct way?
有没有几个原则?
There are several principles.
尤其我们神训班很快就结束了。
Especially since our theological seminar is coming to an end.
我们要回去我们的地方，我们的家，我们要面对现实的。
When we return to our own place, to our homes, we will need to face reality.
我们要回到学校，我们要回到上班的地方。
We will return to our school and return to our workplace.
回到一个现实的生活。
We will return to reality.
我们在这里是每天祷告2个小时。
In this place, we pray for 2 hours a day.
你也可以不用写你的功课，也不用读书，不用读英文、地理、历史、数学，都不用，也不用上班。
You don't have to work on any of your school assignments, and you don't have to go to work.
但是回去以后，你就要去上班了。
But once you return home, you have to go to work.
你要面对很多挑战呢。
You have to face many challenges.
那可能有父母亲的难题呀。
Or perhaps your parents will pose some challenges to you as well. Some financial difficulties.
有疾病的产生呢?
Or difficulties of health.
还是你的弟妹不乖啊?
Or maybe your siblings are disobedient.
那怎么办呢?
So what should you do?
问题很多啊。
There are many problems.
我们大家选择什么?
So what should we choose to do?
那圣经告诉我们一些原则, 我们要怎么来行事为人?
So the Bible teaches us several principles to how to live.
什么才是正路?
What is the correct way?
那第一个,
First,
第一个原则, 请看哥林多前书第六章。
First, let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章。
1 Corinthians chapter 6,
16节,
verse 12.
12.
Verse 12.
16节,
1 Corinthians 6, 12.
Heather Huang, Sister Heather Huang.
Here it says, all things are lawful for me.
什么,
so once we believe in Lord Jesus, we can do a lot of things.
当然不都有益处,
but not all things are helpful.
所以我们要想想我做这件事情,
so when we do something, we have to think,
是不是对我的灵性有帮助?
If we do this, is this beneficial to our spirituality?
我选择这个行业,
when I choose this occupation,
我选择这个主修的科系,
when I choose this major,
是不是对我的灵性有帮助?
Does it help with my spiritual life?
然后第二个,
Second,
说无论哪一件呢, 我总不受他的辖制,
it says, all things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any.
有时候我们, 邀请信徒吃饭,
sometimes when we treat members to...
到我们到餐厅吃饭呢,
when we treat members, when we go to a restaurant to eat with members,
当然我们就说, 你想吃什么?
Of course, we'll say, what do you want to eat?
有时候问说你什么不能吃?
And we may ask them, what things do you not eat?
就信徒会说, 什么都可以吃, 除了猪血以外不能吃。
And so oftentimes, member would say, we can eat everything except for pig's blood.
所以我们什么都可以吃啊?
So we can eat everything.
但是呢, 我们就吃东西也是这样, 不受他的辖制。
But even when we eat, we will not be brought under the power of any.
有人很喜欢喝咖啡,
some people love drinking coffee.
但是你只要是受到瑕疵,
but if you are brought under the power of coffee,
你不喝咖啡的话, 你就会全身发抖,
when you don't drink coffee, you will be trembling.
那你就是受到瑕疵,
and then you are brought, that means that you are brought under the power of coffee.
就是一个小小的咖啡,
even something as menial as coffee,
也是控制很多人,
it can control a lot of people.
那其他事情也是一样,
and as for other matters, it is the same. If that thing controls us, then that is not walking on the correct way. And the third principle,
一样前书第十章,
1 Corinthians chapter 10,
前书第十章,
1 Corinthians chapter 10,
20节,
verse 20,
是第三个原则,
this is the third principle.
我乃是说外邦人所献的祭是祭鬼不是献给神我不愿意你们与鬼相交那么第三个原则就是不与鬼相交。So
the third principle that we must follow is to not have fellowship with demons.
凡是跟外邦人的祭祀有关系的我们都不参与。Whatever
that has to do with pagan religious practices, we do not partake in. Of course, we shouldn't also go meddle with fortune telling or things of that matter. Or, for instance, we should not associate or go to palm readers. Sometimes we may feel that it is fun. But doing that is having fellowship with demons. The fourth principle,
23节,
verse 23.
凡事都可行,但不多有益处,凡事都可行,但不多造就人。 这是第四个原则,
this is the fourth principle,
要造就人,
that the things should edify a person.
我们想想,我们要批评别人的时候,想想这个批评别人会造就他吗?
When we are about to criticize someone, we must think, by criticizing them, do we edify them?
还是我们要把我们的照片放在Facebook上, 我们想想这个照片会造就其他弟兄姐妹吗?
When we are about to post pictures on Facebook, we must think, do these pictures edify other brothers and sisters?
想一想, 假设不能造就的话, 那就不是真啊。
We must think about it. If it does not edify anyone, then it is not the correct way.
第五个原则,
the fifth principle,
31节,
verse 31.
所以你们或吃或喝, 无论做什么, 都要为荣耀神而行。 想想我看这个网络啊, 是不是荣耀神?
So when we go on the internet, we must think, does this glorify God?
我看这个网络我能不能够奉耶稣的名来看?
When I look at this website, can I do so in the name of Jesus Christ?
您才是能够奉耶稣的名来看, 那个事情就是可以做。
If you can do a thing in the name of Jesus Christ, then you can do it.
假如不能够奉耶稣的名来做, 那个事情就是, 就不是正路。
But if you cannot do something in the name of Jesus Christ, then that is not the correct way.
这五个原则,
so there are five principles.
假如这五个原则都通过的话,
if we can meet these five principles,
那就会正路,
then we are walking in the correct way.
那走到正路有什么好处?
So what are the benefits of walking in the correct way?
来看以赛亚,
let's turn to Isaiah.
35章,
Isaiah chapter 35.
以赛亚书35章,
Isaiah chapter 35,
verse 8.
Brothers, please read verse 8, sisters, read verse 9, and everybody read verse 10 together.
第八节,
verse 8.
第九,
verse 9.
Yeah, brother, huh?
Brothers, you need improvement.
加油啊, go, 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 huh? All together, verse 10. 1, 2, 3, go.
In verse 8, it says, there is a highway, a highway is there, and it shall be called the highway of holiness.
那条路呢,这个污秽的人啊,不能够经过。
And the unclean shall not pass over it.
专门为我们信耶稣的人啊,信主的人啊,信真耶稣教会的人啊,来设立的。
But this highway is established for those who believe in the Lord, those people who are in the true Jesus Church.
所以这条路啊,很好走啊。
So this road is very easy to walk on. Because we don't have that many true Jesus Church members.
那其他的路啊, 虽然是很宽广, 但是全世界的人有几十亿的人口都要挤那条高速公路。
But as for the other highways, because everyone is walking on them, so they are very crowded.
他们就要变成啊, bumper bumper.
So it would be a case where
动弹不得啊,
no one can move and it's very contested. So even though they pray, they cannot reach their goal.
但是我们走到这条道路上，只有为我们呢，为我们信耶稣的人、信主的人而设立的。
But when we walk on this highway, this is only for us, for those who believe in Lord Jesus.
因为我们走在正路上，走在这条圣路上。
Because when we walk on the correct way and we walk on this highway of holiness,
我们虽然呢愚昧啊，但是不会迷失的。
Even though we may be a fool, we will not go astray.
我们就是啊，智力啊，这个能力啊，没有比别人好。
Even though our ability or our intelligence may not be as high as others,
我们的经验呢，也没有比别人多。
Our experience may not be as great as others.
但是走到这条路上，我们不会比别人差。
But if we walk on this road, we will not be less than others.
因为主耶稣在这条路上巡逻啊，看看哪一个人脚酸了，扶你一把，主耶稣就要边你走。
Because Lord Jesus is patrolling on this road, and if he sees anyone that is tired, he will lend them a hand. Whoever is wounded in their legs, Lord Jesus will tend to the wound. So that we will not go astray.
第九节,
verse 9.
在那里啊,没有狮子,猛兽也,那些猛兽啊,
No lion shall be there, nor shall there any ravenous beast.
不会遇见,
it shall not be found there. And so if we walk on this road, we will not be attacked by Satan.
除了祷告文说啊, 叫我们不要遇见试探。
So when we pray, we pray saying, "Lead us not to into temptation."
主，我们可以求耶稣说，不要让我们遇见试探呢。
So we can pray to Lord Jesus saying, "Please don't lead us into temptation."
那怎么样不要遇见试探呢
？How do we not be led into temptation?
走在这条正路上。
If we walk on this correct path.
那是我们刚所讲的那个五个原则。
And the path is those five principles we just mentioned.
有时候我想想啊，主要是有时候会问我们几个问题啊。
And if I think about it, sometimes Lord Jesus would ask us some questions.
啊，第一个问题。
First.
你在哪里呀
Where are you right now?
好像当时神在问亚当一样啊，你在哪里呀
Just like God was asking Adam, where are you?
你回答说，主耶稣，我在那个 nightclub.
And if you respond to Lord Jesus saying, Lord, I'm at a nightclub.
还是我正在这个 Las Vegas 在赌博啊
Or I'm gambling in Vegas.
所以你要回答你在哪里呀
You have to respond to the Lord, where are you?
啊，第一个问题。
So the second question would be.
啊，神也问以利亚说，你在做什么？
God asked Elijah, what are you doing?
我在做功课啊。
Am I doing my homework?
我在读圣经啊。
Am I reading the Bible?
我在祷告啊。
Am I praying?
哇，主啊，这已经很高兴了。
If we are, Lord Jesus would be very glad.
啊，你也心安理得啊。
And you would also be at peace.
啊，你假如说我正在跟人家吵架。
But if you say to the Lord, I am arguing with someone right now.
啊，你看怎么去回答。
How do we respond to the Lord?
还说我正在看见不好的东西。
Or I am watching something I shouldn't.
啊，你怎么去回答。
How do we tell the Lord?
第三个问题
The third question
说你有什么、啊、主耶稣问说你现在有什么
The Lord would ask us What do you have right now?、
啊、当时这个以利沙先知、啊、问一个妇人、啊、寡妇、啊、先知的太太、啊、
Elisha had once、asked the widow of a prophet
因为那个先知已经过世了
Because the prophet had already passed away
他们很穷、啊、
And they had been very poor、
啊、要去找以利沙先知
And so they sought Elisha for help
伊丽莎就问他说：“你家里有什么东西
？”And so Elisha asked her, "What do you have in your house?"
那她说：“没有，我家里什么东西都没有。
”And she said, "I don't have anything in my house."
只有一瓶油。
I only have some oil.
那我们看当时西西家，
所
以以色列王啊，这个犹大王西西家。
During the time the king of Judah, Hezekiah.
哇，当时他因为神祝福他，他就有很多东西。
Because God blessed him, he had an abundance of wealth.
金银财宝。
He had all treasures.
那些巴比伦的使者啊，外国的使者就派遣人来访问他。
And when the convoys of Babylon came to see him,
哇，他就把他家里所有的都显示给其他的人看。
He showed the people from Babylon everything that he had.
所以神就问他说：“哈，先知啊，以赛亚问他说，他们在你家里看到什么？”
So.God told Isaiah, the prophet, to ask Hezekiah, what did you show these men? So God would ask us, what do we have? Do we have a lot of things, or do we only have this oil? If we have this oil, then God will help us. But if we are like Hezekiah and tell other people, we have everything, then we will be arrogant because of this.
所以有时候我们也要回答这几个问题。
So a lot of times we must also answer these questions.
那都通过的。
So if we pass these questions,
我们就不会遇见猛兽啊。
Then we will not meet ravenous beasts.
我们就不会遇见魔鬼的试探。
We will not meet the temptation of Satan.
因为这条路啊是专门为着属民、为着神的子民来设立的。
Because this road was established for the ransom of the Lord, the chosen people.
那猛兽他们不会。走在这条路上
The beasts will not be walking on this road.
所以我们只要走在这条路上，我们跟魔鬼就没有交集。
So if we walk on this path, we have nothing to do with this devil.
不用怕。
And we will not be afraid.
那虽然我们一直强调说我们要胜过试探引诱。
Even though we keep emphasizing that we must overcome temptations.
你看，我从小就接受宗教教育。
I have received religious education since I was young.
那我们都参加学生的营会
，and we have attended student spiritual convocation since I was young. Also,
那个时候我在军中当兵的时候
，and when I was serving in the military,
那这个休息时间呢，啊，放假的时间，很多的朋友他们都去啊找快乐的。
When we had vacations, a lot of my friends would go seek pleasure.
但是呢，我就去教会
，but I would go to church.
因此，我们走在正路上。
So if we walk on the right path,
那心中哪有什么这个 temptation?
How will we even have temptation in our hearts?
那我们只要是不走在正路上。
But we do not walk on the correct path.
我们内心就有很多的空隙。
There are many empty spaces and footholds in our hearts, and Satan can enter.
第十节,
Verse 10.
说神救赎的民必归回，歌唱来到西安，永乐必归到他们的头上，他们必得着欢喜快乐。
And the sorrow and sighing shall flee away. So if we walk on this path, we have joy and peace. And there is so much joy. Just like how sister just testified, when she received the Holy Spirit, she was filled with joy. And when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we leave no room in our hearts for Satan. And sorrow and sighing shall flee away. So before we have come to NYTS, perhaps we have many difficulties at home. Perhaps our mothers are sick. Our fathers are sick. Or perhaps our parents are laid off. And we are facing financial difficulty. Or perhaps we have a lot of pressure from school. And a lot of different challenges. We have bad habits. And we cannot please our parents. Or we often fight with our parents. But now, after attending NYTS, all of this has passed. Because we know how to walk on the path of our Lord. So we have changed. When we return, we will return singing hymns.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
So as we return, we can sing to the glory of the Lord.
啊,你的父母就说,哎,你回来怎么变了呢?
And our parents will notice, how did you change?
因为啊,忧愁叹息都逃避了。Because
at this place, sorrow and sighing shall flee away.
我们会带欢喜快乐给我们的家人。
We will bring this joy back to our family members.
那假如我们不走在主路上,不走在正路上,
But if we do not walk on this road of our Lord and do not walk on the correct path,
有一天呢,我们带羞耻给我们自己。
One day we will bring shame upon ourselves. We will bring shame upon our family. But if we walk on the correct path, there are many benefits. When we pray, the prayers will reach our Lord. Because only we are on this highway. Our Lord has promised that it will never be congested. Whether we walk or we drive on this highway, we can rejoice and praise the Lord. We will not face temptations. And it is very natural because we leave no room in our hearts for Satan. Our hearts will not linger over anything. And only be focused on Jesus. And that is a change that we have made when we are in here. So the Holy Spirit will change us. So we must be joyful. When we return, we must continue to change ourselves. That our family members will be able to see our change. How will they be able to see our change? We have peace and joy. Sorrow and sighing, we will no longer sigh. We will not complain. We will not complain to our mothers saying, why are you still cooking this dish? In the past, we will not be content with anything our mother cooks, but now we will be joyful with anything. And we will be considerate to our parents. We will help them so that they can have joy. That they too can walk on the correct path. That they too can enjoy peace and joy. And so sorrow and sigh far away from our home. And difficulty, this word will no longer appear in our lives. Because we have the determination to rely on the Lord. Even though the heat comes, we will not see it. It happened on the Apostle Paul. The miracles can also happen on us today. Let us come up and pray.